We're up to Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Kol HaKodeshim, any korban, shekodam mum kavua lehekdeshem, that before you went to be makdish, this behemoth, it had a mum kavua, so this behemoth was never fit to be brought for korban. So at all, it was chal with just a kedushas damim on it. Since it had a mum first, now you makdish it, it's only chal kedushas damim that you're supposed to sell this animal with the money you buy a korban. If so, the niftu. And then you are paid, then you redeem this animal. So lochu is, it's mamish like a regular behemoth chulin now that you redeemed it. And therefore, if chayavim v'b'chayim, if it gives birth to a b'chor, it has kedushas b'chor on it. Yerashi said, lachar pidyonim im yodu, after you paid, it gives birth, there's a mitzvah b'chor on it. Over matana, so what do now, in yeshechtet, you have to give this raya l'chayim v'kayvo, like a regular behemoth chulin, to a kain, the yaitzin chulin, and after you pray to it, it's mamish, it goes out to be like a regular behemoth chulin, li gozit, you'll have to shear off the wool of it, for levet, you'll have to work with it also. For lodon, the cholvot mutter, the kids that it has, and the milk that comes out of it is all mutter. That's only because at the beginning was never chalak, dushas aguf, on the behemoth, there was a mum kavua first. And all these things happen liachar pidyonim after you paid to them. Before you paid to it, it has a kedushas damim on the behemah. Mashenka, once you paid to it, it's yotzei lechulin completely. The ashechta and bachutz potter. If somebody shechted Spain even before pidyonim, outside the Beis Hamikdash, so you potter, you're not chayav for shechut echutz, because since this behemah was never fit to be brought for korban inside, there's no issa aveira shechut echutz outside. V'yei noisin tmura. And this behemoth does not make a tumura, since the behemoth never had a kedushas aguf. V'yemesu, let's say this behemoth died before you were poydurit. Again, you are maktish of the behemoth's balmum. So even before you poydurit, if it died, the locha is yiftu. You have a right still to be poydurit, even though it's dead. And even though the opinion will only be that now you give it to Hegdish, even after you poydurit, like the money goes to Hegdish, for the behemoth you only give it to your klovim. Still, that's mutter. It could be paid the kedushas damim, even though you're not going to give it to kolavim. Chut min abchor, excluding a bechor, a behemah bechor, or min amaisa, a behemah maisa, a behemah that's a bechor, even though it's a balmum, it has kedusha on it. And what did a maisa behemah? That the pasuk says, la yivake ben toiv l'ra, the mashman ben tam ben balmum kodesh. If the tenth one, the goes tachar hashem, it happens to be a balmum, lochor it has kedusha, has kedusha zaguf on it. Sure, you can't makrav it, but you have to wait till or if it has them already, you could be paid to it. So I call upon him here, it was already chalik, which is a goof on it. Now after you paid to it, it's called like a regular psumi amudashim, but it has different halakhas, we'll see later. Now, what's going to be the chol shekodah megdashin es mumon? Let's say now, first you amakdash the animal, a kedushas aguf, it was fit to be for carbon. And later a mum came upon this behemah. Or else a mum either legadation. Or else before you makdash it had a mum, but it had a mum that's going to go away. Therefore, when you makdash it right now, the kedushas aguf is chal completely. Uliyachem mikan later after the hegdish was chal, nola the mum kavua. Now a mum kavua became in the animal. Exactly what's called the mum that passed the animal for a krova, that we'll have later on in the mesechta. What's going to be later when a balmum comes upon this animal and the niftu you redeem it. You give the value of the money of the hegdish and the behemah that goes out l'chulin. But here there's special halachas. Here the halacha is pturim in abechorah. Even after you pay to this behemah, if it gives birth now, there's no kedushas bechorah on the kid. Or min amatanis, when you shech the psumu yamigdashim, you don't have to give the matanis of the kohen. V'yein yotzen l'chulin ligozes v'levoid. You're not allowed to shear off the wool of this behemah, even after you pay to it. V'levoid, you're not allowed to work with it. V'lodon v'chol v'nosom. The vla, the kids that it has, or the milk that comes out of the silasa, we'll see in the Gemara, that absolutely amigdashim means once it was chalak dushas aguf on the behemah. And that even though a regular balmum came upon it, that you could be paid to it, but the Torah only gives you a record to eat it. Not to do business with it, we'll soon see not to work with it. And as the vlad and the chovon still remains asa. Liacha pidyonim, even after you paid to them, still these things remain asa. What's going to be the ashechta and bachutz chayif? If you shech the psula medoshim outside the Beis Hamikdash, taki yechayif. Rashi says this talk is about kodim pidyonim, chayif chorus. I lechur it's a balmum, it's not fit to be brought inside. So Rashi says, the Gemara says, it goes according to Rabbi Kiva, and so about a bedukin shabayin, where it's slit in the eye. So Rabbi Kiva shitu is a monu lo yerdu, b'di'evin, it goes on the mezbech, it has kedusha to it, so if it doesn't have kedusha to it, therefore it's called roel lepnim, therefore if you shech the pachutz, you'll be chayiv misa for this. V'yaisin tamura, now the psura medoshim, you could make tamura with it, before you powder it, it makes tamura. If you take another bein and say zutach azu, it has kedusha on it. The yemesu yikovu. If they die, they love before you pay to them. You can't be paid the psura medoshim now. So lachur is yikovu. It says v'yem niftim deboi hamadav aracha. We'll see in the Gemara. It has to be that could be standing alive. You can make hamadav aracha. Here there's no hamadav aracha. Therefore, you can't be paid to it if a behema, a carbon, even after it became a balmum, if it died before you pay to it, that's it. You have to bury it. You can't be paid to it after its mace. Now the Gemara says, Tai back to the Resha. Tai with the Niftu. Rashi the Resha Koi. Holy Niftu, Mashma, if you do, we're not paid to it. Again, we had this behema that had a mum kavur on it. And you were makdish it. So the Kedusha is not chal on the goof of the behema, it's a balmum. It's only chal, Kedusha's damim, that you have to sell them with the money you bring in carbon. Says Mashma, before you paid to that, it's part of Minabachaira. The Mishnah only says, after you pay the redenis chayiv of b'chayra. Mashmur though, holo niftu is p'tur min ha-b'chayra. Or min ha-matanis, who didn't sell support for matanis l'kayin. What's the reason why? So as she says, the Gemara says, k'savar, our time holds, that kedushas damim matcha min ha-b'chayra min ha-matanis, yes. Just the fact that the behemah has a kedushas damim on it, it's only the money of it is kaddish, that's not the part of min ha-b'chayra. Rashi says, kedushas aguf. And Rashi explains why. First, the Kamon Mikroi, a Kedushas Haguf is part of the Bechor from the Pasik. The part of the Bechor Matonis. So Rashi says, when that Pasik who are doing the same for applies to Kedushas Domim also. Toshad Lov, a different Toshad, there's a Quinch of Kedushas Domim, Turim and Bechor, Kedushas Haguf. First, the Kamon. Toshad, the Kosh of Pusha, the Yosra, Patrino, Sulam, Dashim, Afo, Pisha, Niftu, there's even a Yopay do it. From a pasuk Tzvi Vayel, here it's only Koydupin Aracha Pidyon. The Torah says, where the Lahainu Taimer, the Kedushas Domim, Bishun Nechid, the pasuk says, Gavi Bechor, Bi Yisrael, Uvu Matanus Ksiv, Mi Yisrael. It's only to be Yisrael, and not if it has Kedusha, that then it's like the Kedusha on the Hegdish Tikka Behema, there's no Din Bechor. Now the Gemara says, the Yotzim Chulin, goes out, when you pray to this, it goes out the Chulin. The Gemara says, time of the Nishto, again, this is only because you pray to this famous Balmum. Holo niftu, mashma, if you are not paid this bein that has a kedushas damim on it, it is asir of the giz of yavoda. You'd be also to shear off the wool and to work with it, since it has a kedushas damim on it. So most of the soul, misalil Rebbe Eliezer, to write to Rebbe Eliezer, to yom that he holds, kodshe bedeka bayis, asir of the giz of yavoda. We have a korban that has kedushas bedeka bayis. Rashi says, vohochi bahani, it's also kodshe bedeka bayis dami. Because these behemoths were only kodesh lechatchila for the value of the money and give the money to the hegdish. So the kutzvayet kablet that holds a behemoth that has kedushas bedikah bayis on it, it's also the giza b'avoda. So Mar says, no, Amri atay yoloi kedushas damel lemizbeach hu de nichlechva b'kedushas aguf lemizbeach is gozel be'rabbanin. Other cultures have a bias law. It could be here now. Mishnah is different. Here, when you first makdish this balmum, the pshat is you are makdish it amanas that you're going to sell it, and with the money you bring a carbon. The prince with the money is supposed to bring a carbon, therefore, there's a very to say right now in this bain also that it looks like a carbon, it should be also the giz of avoida. There could be a behemoth that has no shaykh to bring for carbon. But you only makdish just the bedika bias. Could be there we don't make any gzeris. So it could be there, smutted to use the giz of Aveda. Rashi says, Loi tisayin mastis and dushas dam na mizbeachu. Tuk tishu lishen kach, hadam krev na mizbeach. First, the mudi yas to give Aveda, mishun the mitzvah, hadam dushu mizbeach, and guz na mizbeach. Yeah. So the Mar says, Akopon, there's no proof to Rabbi Lezer. It's not a kashan Rabbi Lezer. Akopon, you won't have any proof. Could be the behemoth that's only hooked to shul just for the bedek abayis. that not that you're supposed to sell it and use the money to bring a korban, just to use for the Beit HaKavayis to fix up the base of Mikdash, maybe that the Hegdash is allowed to make a Giz of Yavoida. Maybe Hegdash could work with it. Maybe Hegdash could shear off the wool and use the wool. So if of an Al Mishnah wouldn't be a clear proof to Rabbi Eliezer. Could be a special denier by these behemoths that since they even lost a Balmum, that since you're supposed to sell it and use the money for a korban, as love of a korban maybe right now. But then the Mishnah says, v'lodin v'chol b'muta, that if it gives birth, and the milk of it, it's muta to use after you pay this payma that had a mum first before you makdish it. Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Hechidami. You learn if you want to tell me the iabur, it became pregnant. The Yisielna gave birth, liachet pidyon, after you paid this balas mum. But the Mishnah, chulamino, it's a regular payma, chulam, shiti, let it use the vlad. What's the chiddush? Ella must be the Abolus made Pidyon and now became pregnant before you were paid to it, when it still had a Kedusha's Dhamim on it. The Yisiyolid Liyachat Pidyon, they gave birth after you were paid to it. So that's the case. The Mishnah says that since you were paid to it first, now when it gives birth, you let it have enough from it. It's yours completely. So then the deal would be, Holifnei Pidyon in Asiri, Mashma, they gave birth before you were paid to it, then the mice would be also Asiri. So the question is, you know, that has Kedusha on the Vlad. The Vlad itself, the Vlad of a Kedusha's Damim, has Kedusha on it. Now the question is, Niftin Tamimim, or Yei Niftin Tamimim? This Vlad, let's say the mother gave birth, and now the kid, when you want to be paid to it, like the Chur Shalos, what type of a Kedusha is called upon the kid? Do you have to wait until the kid has the Balmum? Or maybe you can be paid to it right away? That's the Shaila. Rashi says, Eisen Vladish, Shinod Levnei Pidyonin. I ain't if done to meet him. But he's a chalak, the duke zunt, the kedusha is a roof on them right now. He can't be paid to them until after the outcome of Amnum. Or maybe no, there can't be more chalak than his mother. Since his mother only has a kedusha's dhamim on it, and he could be paid to it right now, who did the kid also? He could be paid to it right now, even before it has a Balmum. Someone says, Toshima, come in here, bring your proof. Says, Alocho, Hamat viz bali mumim kavuin agadim izbeach. If somebody is matvis, the Balmum kavua to the mizbeach. So come to say, since it's a Balmum right now, he not really makdish a kedusha laguf. Yoni makdish a domim shabai. That means to say that the money of it, when you sell it, the money you bring for good, you buy a new carbon. So it says such a behema, the yodel gives birth. It says, yimachru, you should sell the kid, the yintzrichin mum, and you don't have to wait till the kid becomes a Balmum. Mashmi, you could be paid it right now. Shein kedusha chal alayim. Because there's no kedusha zaguf chal upon this vlad. Why? Shloye tofel chomim in ikar. That the vlad, the kid, the tofel cannot be more chomim than the mother than the ikar behema. And so the dik is time. What's the reason over here? Shloye tofel chomim in ikar. That the tofel, the vlad, cannot be more chomim than the mother. Mashma though, avol hegdish zochel adamuf. Less than a person was mantish regular behemas zocher for its value, for only for its damim. And locher is kodesh kedusha zaguf, that like it's chal kedusha zaguf, even upon the vlad also. So Mora says yes. Misan l'rova, it's a riot to rova. The other rova says hikdis zochel damim kodesh kedusha zaguf. So kitz l'agrashi says we must be medayik here. Here it's mashma clearly this vlad, since his mother was a balas mum, never had a kedusha zaguf on it. Therefore the vlad also does not have a kedusha zaguf, and therefore the vlad you could be paid there even though it's a tam. But the dirik is only because the way the kid gets his kedusha from its mother, so it's a swear the kid can be more chomer than the mother. But a mashman, a regular case, you take a regular behemoth zacher and you makdish it just l'damin, all you have in mind is just to be makdish the value of this behemoth, mashman automatically it's chal kedusha's roof upon the behemoth, and you will not be able to be paid to it until it becomes a balmum. So that's what's going on with dirik only because here lo yeh tofel chomim in ikah. Avol hegdish zocher dama v'yimakdish a regular behemah zocher for its value, then if I'm then call it kedusha zaguf, b'chal kedusha zaguf on it, and you can't be paid to it unless it has a balmum. So as the Gemara says, misalei l'rov, it's a raya to rov. The Yom Rav Rava says hegdish zocher dama v'yimakdish a behemah zocher just for its value of it. Allah is what amount it's chal kedusha zaguf. It's chal upon a kedusha zaguf, and you can't be paid to it until it becomes a balmum first. Now again, what we had again in Nomad Aleph, the Shiloh was, we had a deed to say that before you paid her, this payment was a Balmum first, then you makdish it before you paid her it. So it starts to begin the Avodah, and again, wanted to bring it right to Rabbi Elazar. He said, no, it could be, it's no proof. So the kasha there, the sheet asked, is the Churam, like, what's the half minute to say should be mut to begin the Avodah? You weren't paid yet. You weren't paid it yet. The Churam still belongs to Kachim. They still belong to Kachim. What's the half minute to say you should be able to make easy the Avodah? So one text he says is, that Yeshlema Shafilu Kona Agizav Yavoidim in Hegdish. Even if you want to buy it off Hegdish, means Hegdish can't sell it. It's even us of Hegdish to have a no from it. Or else he says, Nafkuminus, let's say you have a no, Pokus Mishaba Pruta. Of the Etzim, Issa Hano from Hegdish, there's no Issa Pokus Mishaba Pruta. Mashenke, now there's no Issa from Giza Avoida, it'd be us even though it's not worth a Shaba Pruta. Yeah, now the Gemara says, Baita. Again, this behemoth that has no kedushas aguf because they have a mum kaidim hegdeshon, the shechta b'chutz yipoter. And it came out yipoter even if you shechted before pigeon, because this is not chazir lepinim. Zmora says Rebbe Loza masni chayiv. Rebbe Loza learns know that you chayiv if you shechted b'chutz. Well, muki lo bebomis yochid. It's going on a bomis yochid. Why? Because the Yomer Rebbe Loza says like this. Nine. How do I know to say that Lozaveyach Behemoth Balas Mun Bebomis Yochid Bishas Hetera Bomis Shubalei Sasei? How do I know that if you makir a behemoth that has a Balmun on a Bomis Yochid, this man, when there's a heter to use the Bomis Yochid, this man, you don't have the Beis Hamikdash, you don't have the Mishkan, so you're allowed to bring a korban on your Bomis Yochid. But you only let her bring the tam. If it's about mum, so bless, I don't know to say you get malchus. Shubaleisa says, "Shneimer the pasuk says, leisiz bach l'ashem ulakecho, shor v'seh, now let a shech to shor v'seh to Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Now, in main winning the bum with it, a song about a bal mum, so you don't need it for bum with it. That's cheating. Can bring it. Rashi says, "Bum with it means neither given." Shein shal tzibon. The chassidus says already there is a shover. It says already a pasuk that you can't bring a bal mum and a bal mis bama gibelo. If so, use this process. It says this is by Hashem Akecho. It's to know when you're the bal mis yachid. To put it even on a bal mis yachid, a private bum, even though you're allowed to bring a korbin, but not a balas mum. So that's how Reb Elazar learns Shana Mishnah. That shechta machutz min, if you shech this beima, this balas mum on a bal mis yachid, so true, you're not chayif chorus, for kol ponim alav, you're over. You're over alav. Samora says, what am I say better? In main winya the kochim to Nuinya the Bakhor, put this postik for Lochal the Bakhor. Rashi is a Lola Murtoma, maybe a Bomagadela. As come a teacher, he can't be Makar the Bakhor and a Bomagadela. Because otherwise, a Sakhot had the Chimin Avra thought to say, Hoyo the Kodosh Kishu Bamum. Since it has Kedusha when it's a Bamum, is the Korov Nami Kishu Bamum. Since the Bechor has Kedusha, even though it's born about Mum, so it has Kedusha. So I would have thought to say, who would then you let it be Makir of Behemoth Bechor? That's about Mum. Kamash Bome, that's the possibility, because the Hashem Lekecha teaches that a Bechor that has about Mum, you know, Allah bring it. And the Kedusha is even on a Bome Gedola. But maybe on a Bome Katana, maybe there's no love. So Mar says, Amra tell you, Bechor, Bedik Sidba, by Bechor, the Pasuk says clearly that you can't be Makir of Bechor, it's a Bamum. The Pasuk says clearly, Pisayach or Iver, but it says Bechenu. Says clearly, by Bechor even, you can't be Makir of it, even though it's a Bechor, since it's a Bamum. Therefore, I have a Pasuk to say by Bechor that it's not, you can't be brought if it's a Bamum. Therefore, the Pasuk comes to teach us that even a Bamus Yachid also, he can't bring a Bamum. Now the Gemara says, no, the Emma, what did I say? You may know when you're the Kochim, maybe I don't need it for the Pasht of Kochim, it's the Nuinya the Maisa, for Maisa Behemo. Because otherwise, the Sakot, that the Chimin Chav would have thought to say, Ho, you have a Kodesh Bemumma, he says, the Lord is the Maisa Behemo, the 10th one. His Kodesh, even though it's the Mumma come down, Mumma comes out, to see if the Pasuk says, Lo Yivaka Ben Tev Lera. Or, if so, Nakrav, name of the Mumma, maybe you could bring it for Korban, even though it's about Mum, name of this Kamashman, you don't say this. The Layamri. So maybe that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us, that a Balmum or Maisa you can bring. But maybe there's no law to bring a Balmum and a Balmus Yachid. So Moses says, no. Maisa Nami Gomer Havor Avor Mevchor Nolav and Bechor. So just like Bechol, it's not makriv if it's a bal mamur din meister. Amy, what I say to Nilinyan Latumuras Kodeshim, for Tumuras Kodeshim? That's otherwise the Sakot that the Rehran would have thought to say, Ho, you look at Dushikishi Balas Mum, since it's Kodesh when it's a bal mum. The Yasud Apostle said, Leachli Fenov Le Yomeroisai. If you take a bal mum and you make it into Tumura, it's Chal, the din Tumura on it becomes Kodesh. So I would have a minute to say, since it's Kodesh, maybe it's Korv also. Moshe says Korv Nami Kishir Balmum Kamash Mulan Deloy. Maybe that's the Pesukim teach us that a Tumura, which is a Balmum, you can't bring it for Korvin. So Moshe says no. Amak what the Pesuk says the Ho Yehu Tumurasai that will makish Tumurasai will makish dinner with Tumura to the Korvin itself. Mahu, just like the Korban itself, Balmum laid on for Balmum. If it's a Balmum, you can't bring it for Korban. Av Tumurasa, same thing, by Tumurasa, Balmum laid, you can't bring it for Korban. Mask of Lorab Zerem, one of them like this. To Nalinian, Levlodis Kodeshim, bring it for the Pasha of Lodis Kodeshim. Because otherwise, the Sakwa that the Hunavra thought to say, Herlukadeshim, Kishahin, Balay Mumin, since they're Kodesh when they're Balmum. The Lord is Kodeshim. Agavimon, you have the mother that has, it's a behemoth, that's a korban. You have a power that's a korban. He gives birth to a balmum, it's Kodesh. Kishen balmum imnami korv. I would have thought they said, maybe since it has Kedusha, maybe you could bring it for korban. Also, Kamashna and the loy, and that's the Kiddush, that the vloda of la, that's a balmum, that can be brought for korban. Omar Rova, Rova says, no, kva piska, Torah of the Rebbe Shimon already taught us. The Torah of the Rebbe Shimon, Torah of the Rebbe Shimon says like this. Rakko de shecho shiilocho on the recho. To dashin rakko de shecho elova tumurais. Ashiilocho elova vlodois. On the recho. So occasion a kosel a nether. We make a hekesh to the vlad to regular korbin. Ma nether is going to make a korbin, a nether. Balmum loy can be makiv a balmum. Afaninami balmum loy who adin that if the vlad is a balmum, you can't bring it for korbin. So I don't need this kosel unless it's bechen lashem rekech or shabbosem. So Mela used to teach us, if you shecht a balas mum b'chutz and a balas yachid, you're over lav. So Rabbi Lez learned, that's Pshah in the Mishnah, shecht a b'chutz laki yichai, if you shecht a balmum, on a behemah, on a balas yachid. Then the Mishnah says, v'yei noisin tumura, they all make tumura, this the balas mum that you mark the shariyaf to as a balmum. My time, when they record a post of lech lefen of leyomir, hashtu ra b'toyva ma'ta loy, toy v'ra mi boi, what is the post of Mata, the post says, Ra and bed you should not make tumura. So toiv baraz pshita. Ela rather toiv meikur oisa tumura. If it first had a regular kedusha saguf on it, that's when it makes tumura. But ra meikur of the behema never had a kedusha saguf, was only bal mum tchil when you matash it. And oisa tumura doesn't make tumura. So that's the specific of hashda ra b'toiv. Amagra says shle yovi behema schulin tumura makes a behema kedush bal mum. Plus, they don't take it to mean they're a balmum, so pshita not the other way. So the chiddush is that what? El toiv nikroi, that means if it was a balmum, mikara, it can't make tumura. Then it says, in mesu yifto, these behemoths are dying to be poderit. Why? Because they never had a kedush as a guf. Some of you, the marav, zudit rabbi shimon, zudit rabbi shimon. The yom rabbi shimon holds kotshim, mizbech oye b'chol amod of arocha. It's only kotshim mizbech that needs amod of arocha in order to be poderit, has to be standing, and then the coin values how much is worth. But kotchi better kabaya someone's on exhibitions, dumb on it, lehoy the chola mother bracha. See, even though the behemoth dies, it's not the chola mother bracha, still you can be paid to it. Titnan, we learned, Rabbi Shimon Eimer, kotchi better kabaya is the mesa yiftu. But a mighty of Shimon Shimon agrees with Balmo mi ikrei, that it was a Balmo mi kora. Shen yiftu. Samar says, my time was with Yom Kodah Pasuk says, Oysa, Oysa lemute Balmo mi kora. So it's a balmum mikoro, so since it was not chalak dushas aguf on it, you could be pointed to it, it's not a chlal amod de barocha. Abba, chom and chom say, in neisa yikfu no, if this balmum dies, you have to be covered it. Why? Because in order to be pointed, you need amod de barocha to be standing, and then value, and since it's dead, it can't stand. So man chom hu adi chomim, tonem de vei levi, who? It's tonem de vei levi. The Torah of the Levi, Hakol Ho Yud Chol Amod Baruch, everything was Chol Amod Baruch. The Filu Bamumi Koro, Vichein Torah of the Levi Masisa. Something is Mishnah like this: that a Filu Chaya, a Filu wife, that if you mark the shit, you can't be paid to them unless they are Amod Baruch, unless they're standing, they're alive. I will receive oisa. It says oisa mash noni kachik kadoshim and not kedushas and kedushas damim. Some were saying, "Tell them to be shema kashin." If I'm to kashin, why tell the boy oisa? But lav daf koisa kachik haguf. Even kachik dam also has been about mother baracha. Abol rabbon and the polga of shimin mai. Hachinam, you want to tell me the meisa yiftu? If they dodge, give a do it. The Yochi sells the Dibri of Shimon Machakusim, but the Shimon Dibri of Shimon Machakusim should have said. In other words, it's only this ton of the day labor that argues on Reb Shimon. But the other Chachobim, they agree to Reb Shimon. So should have said then, the Dibri of Shimon Machakusim, but Yilei. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on.